Friends down in the street, hollering up me, come on down and be a man. But I can't always be the baby's bed for me. I'm happy right here where I am. What's rising from below, who well and one know if my troubles linger yet. They say it's been so long since everything went wrong. I'm up here trying to forget. I won't come down from here with all those people there. It seems that no one understands. I'm flying high today. I'd like to stay that way. You can all put down your helping hand. Sit on needles and pins, but I won't let none of them in, except the man who brings my cigarettes. In nothing bothers me, I've got the only key. I won't come down, that you can bet.
Welcome to Champions of the Universe, episode 97.
We're getting there.
This is Area Man.
Yeah.
Coming at you. I'm flying at you.
Oh, my 97 goodness.
97 years of music.
I am ducking because Area Man is just, he's kind of running and then shoving his feet forward in air. So he's doing kind of like a Liu Kang kick. He's not going to go that far, but he may throw his back out. But you know what? We're both here. We're hurting ourselves for you. 97, almost there. We're just going to keep chugging along, and we have got three albums for you. We are kind of talking about what we wanted to have for this. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. But Adam Airy, man, so excited. These last three episodes, 98, 99, and 100, we're going to have special guests on. So this is it for a little bit. Me and you. Our studio is going to get a little bit crowded. But you know what? I couldn't imagine it any other way.
If they start drinking my seltzer water, we're going to have a big ass
You know
fight.
What? You just need to, you need to hide it, kind of like in the bookcases over there. They're going to get it.
There's actually a really funny interview with Cool Keith where he discusses seltzer water.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
And he always used to have like juice and stuff sitting around and everybody would drink it, so that like he eventually trained himself to like seltzer water because no one would ever take it out of his fridge.
That's right.
It's no a really funny it. Story, especially coming from Cool Keith. So yeah. I recommend it.
I mean, no one likes seltzer because they think it's an old person drink. Like coming from someone that drinks like soda. I mean, like if you drink soda so much and you go to that, it feels like you're being robbed. So, but both Area Man and myself love some seltzer. This podcast is sponsored just by seltzer, general seltzer.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, all seltzer.
Just all seltzer. Polar.
Big seltzer is behind this.
Big seltzer. So, the first album that we have is something that we covered maybe a couple episodes ago, maybe like 10 or 20 episodes. Back in.
That's more than a couple.
Yeah, it has been, and I think that so this is something that both myself and Adam Man, or Area Man Adam, had been into, but well, here you go, Adam. Actually, you know what, I'll just introduce this. So here you go.
Oh,
All right. That sound is the sound of doom. That was Pallbearer with their new album, Foundations of Burden. Now, we talked about their American doom metal band back in 2012 when they came out with Sorrow and Extinction. Now, I mean, you've heard it before, that this is doom. This is very slow heavy metal in the doom genre, which was started by Black Sabbath and then continued by other bands like Pentagram, St. Vitus, Trouble, Candlemass. This specifically is a very interesting style of doom metal. This is traditional doom metal. So again, like the bands that I said, St. Vitus, Trouble, all those bands, and also bands like While Heaven Wept, are kind of like more traditional, as opposed to the stoner doom variety pioneered by bands like Electric Wizard and Sleep. So it's really interesting to hear doom without the heavy smell of pot. So I'm just going to say that right now, that there is a lot of stoner doom out there. There's a lot of just like kickback, kind of like very like 70s retro throwback doom. I mean, it's very easy. Like it works out. Like it's kind of like a very good costume for metal. But this specifically, instead of kind of like going back to the 70s, this is just kind of this is more monumental in emotion. Now, it's not gothic doom at all, but everything in here is just so emotional, so grief-ridden. But it doesn't kind of spill into that gothic area. Listening to this is kind of similar to Candlemass, that things that are being presented are just so astronomical, and so they feel so timeless, as opposed to stoner doom, which kind of feels more kind of like a party atmosphere, either that or kind of like an escapist holiday. This is kind of more classic, I feel. And Pallbearer, I mean, Sorrow and Extinction was awesome. This specifically, I don't know what it is. I think I like this as much, if not better, than Sorrow and Extinction. These guys can do it. These guys can. Adam Arryman said this to me during this week. It says that it takes bravery to play songs this slow. Now, I like that because all the songs are really slow, but as opposed to some doom and some stoner doom, they don't just kind of like harp on the same riff. They don't say, we're just going to make a 20-minute song and it's going to have like this drone part. Everything is interesting in here. Like for those 12 minutes, really cool. And just like Sorrow and Extinction, these guys call back to riffs. They call back to melodies. So it feels like one big long song. So I am completely on board with this. Pallbearer is a very kind of like popular band with like NPR and also non-metalheads too. But you know what? Like I
deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a... I mean, like, if people that don't listen to metal are into this band, like, I give them, like, a thumbs up. This is a great band to be into. Like, regardless of your interest in metal, like, it is a great dignitary from the metal world to lead you into kind of, like, the world of doom and gloom. So, Adam, Arryman. Okay, before we say this, everything that Adam is going to be saying... is he's going to be going up against his latent hatred for long songs. So, Adam Arryman, you've said it on the podcast before. You hate long songs. But with that said, what'd you think of this album?
These are so good.
It's so good.
Ah, man. It's like, you know, they're, at times it's almost like a heavy metal Pink Floyd.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, because they just veer off into these, like, ethereal, like, melodies that are very cosmic-sounding. This album is, like, the perfect intersection in between kind of, like, stoner doom and hair metal. Okay. And it's like, I feel like it turns people off when I'm like, dude, it's awesome! It's like stoner doom meets hair metal! but it's like hair metal without the tiniest shred of irony. Mm-hmm. It's like the thing that calls back to it is the singer's voice. I mean, the guy sounds like the singer for Iron Maiden.
All right, yep.
And he's got the same kind of vocal range, so he can hit all those high notes and stuff. But it's never jokey to me. Mm-hmm. It's never like, hey, damn it. You know, like you know, maybe this guy wears tight pants, but I don't feel like I can hear that on the record.
I think it's like denim tight pants, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the whole album, like, even though the songs are really long, they're very well crafted. You know, there's, like, various parts to it. And the songs are almost, it's almost like the songs are just so slow that that's why they end up being long. Just because it, like, everything sounds almost like it's half speed. You know, it's very deliberate. It's very paced. But these songs in general are just like really solid and all really interesting. And this band does have like a very specific sound, but I don't feel like it bogs down their songwriting in mm-hmm. such a way that when you're listening to their album, the whole album just blends together and doesn't sound like anything. And I really like it, man. I love this album. It's like, I love the first one too. I don't know if I could pick in between them, because I don't know that I hear a huge progression of sound in between them. I would say that maybe the first one felt a little more bleak
mm-hmm.
when listening to it. You know, Sorrow and Extinction, that's a much more bleak title. This one's Foundations of Burden.
Burden. Yeah. I so mean, like it's still very, like, bleak.
Yeah, you're still like carrying like a heavy sack across the desert. But
carrying your heavy sack.
Yeah, carrying your heavy sack. You know, you should probably take it to a doctor.
Oh man, you need to get it looked at.
Yeah, yeah, for real. But yeah, I mean, it's a solid album. I really, really enjoy this band, and you know, both albums together are both just fantastic albums. So these guys are batting two for two.
Yeah, and actually, I think that I'll agree with you that they haven't changed their sound that much. I think that they've refined it a little bit, but you know, like I think the thing about the same riff, because I mean the same riff does show up like throughout this album, and they did that with Sorrow and Extinction too. It kind of is a little bit confusing because you're like, is the same song playing, or like is it part of the same song? But like the same kind of like guitar like just like populates this album. But you know what, it is, I mean, like if you're carrying that heavy sack through the ruined cathedral, like outdoors, I mean, you need to have some sort of familiarity.
Yeah, yeah, or just like pushing a cart with a bunch of dead bodies on it.
A wooden cart. For some reason, when I first thought of it, I thought of a shopping cart, which didn't really fit the aesthetic. But you know what? Like, I get it. Like, the wooden cart.
I know how many, like, bodies you could fit in a shopping cart.
Maybe two. Like, maybe three if, like, they start piling. But yeah, I mean, it's going to get hard to steer.
I think it depends on what shape they're in.
I mean, if they're body parts, then yeah, we can.
Well, that's completely different.
I mean, like the form, like the volume of the container. Anyway, so that was Paul Bear. We are going to, because we were deciding like kind of like which albums that we're going to be talking about, and this one is perfect for kind of like a little intermission between this album and our next one. So, Adam, Airy Man, I'm going to go out and get some popcorn. Why don't you introduce this next one?
Ooh, okay. Okay, get out of surfboard.
Ooh, I'm there.
Step away.
Oh.
You were going to go surfing today, but it rained.
Oh, that sucks.
But you know what? The sun's coming out after you've decided to stay home and you have a fridge full of beer and really comfortable patio furniture.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
Oh,
that was, and I am resisting the urge to sing the song God Loves a Terrier from Best in Show. Oh, man, I love this band. We covered these guys a good bit ago. I think their last EP came out in probably 2010.
And we did cover these guys.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, really? All right, yes.
Remember it? Oh, we loved it.
Oh, man, we did.
I loved it even more because I listened to it to this day. Their EP that they put out was spectacular. Captain Carbon doesn't remember it, but we both loved it.
I love it.
They were sending each other videos of them playing live on this like radio show and stuff. And they're from Madrid. And these guys are just so good, man. They do it again. The EP, this album takes a different direction from the previous EP that they did. It's a little bit darker. The songs are a little bit thicker in the production. The EP was more of like a party. If you look these guys up online, there's videos of them like playing this radio show and stuff, and they're just like bouncing around having fun the whole time, and it's awesome. They're like, they would be an awesome kind of like basement band, like doing kind of happy garage stuff. But this album kind of pulls it back a little bit and gets a little bit darker. The same general kind of bounciness is there. Mm-hmm. There's that sunshine that's poking in through the clouds, but it's got a darker overall sound to it than the EP did. But it's still got that really excellent kind of like surfy sound, garagey, but really, really solid guitar melodies like Pentagono. And just, you know, every single song on this record I love. I mean, it's right up my alley. It's guys and girls partying, like all doing vocals, but it's full of really solid melodies, really solid songs that are all fun to listen to. There's a lot of like difference in between them, so the songs don't really kind of get all bogged down in one sound. You can tell it's the same band. Sure, it's not like they're not piecing together some like weird, you know, concept thing where it's like every song's a different genre. But man, they are a fantastic band. Amor Lunar. There's just so much. There's good synth. There's good guitar. There's good drums. The songs are just like really fun and just make me want to like be outside and hanging with buds. So yeah, I mean, I'm always a big fan of kind of like surfy, sunshiny rock. But man, I loved the EP that these guys did. And when I first got this one, so this is a little bit of a darker sound. It's kind of like, why aren't you giving me the same thing you did last time? But you know what? That was good, because once I gave this one a couple listens, it really sunk in. And oh man, the melodies are all still there and everything. It's a fantastic album. I love Terrier. And if I'm ever in Madrid, I'm going to try and overcome my complete lack of Spanish. I'm just going to talk
titles.
Crazy gibberish at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to run out and I'm going to be like, El Diablo vive en mi baño. Tengo los monos en mis pantalones. Chavo a la casa de putas. Anyway, man, I love this band. Captain Carbon.
Oh, man.
What did you discover about them now?
Oh, man, what did I discover about them? I mean, here on Chambers Universe, we cover a lot of music and a lot of psych too. And I definitely do remember now Terrier. But it must have been a while ago. I mean, it must have been about the same time that we covered Paul Bearer's Sorrow and Extinction. And I definitely, because I was looking them up, I'm like, wow, there must be like a lot of really good psych coming out of like Madrid, Spain. Because I'm like, I think there's another band. Oh, it's the same band. Anyway, but yes, this is good. I mean, I have been playing the song, and here comes my awesome Spanish too. Hero de Sangre, over and over again. Oh, such a great killer riff. Such a great kind of like breakdown too with the male vocal, and then just kind of like the oohs and ahs from the girl singer. Oh, it is so good. And also the album art on this is really cool. This came out in 2013. I'm very upset that we did not we did not like cover this when it came out, but you know what?
Yeah, this might have made my top ten.
Yeah, this was. You know this...
They're kind of on a small ish label. I mean, they were hard to Google.
Yeah, they...
you know, back when we got the EP, it seems like they've like upped their visibility a little bit, but I don't know if they're like really coming outside of Europe. So, either way. Like, you should definitely check out the Bandcamp, because you can get this album for pay what you want, which, if I were to place a dollar value on it, I might say a bajillion dollars.
Okay, all right, you know what?
Or...
all right, so this album came out in November of 2013, and since it's on a smallish label... I think that we can say that it's the 2014 album. I'm just going to move the calendar in the way that I want it to, because this is awesome. This is an awesome, awesome album. If you've been digging the OCs and Ty Siegel, this, like, just slide this right in and then just keep the party going. Like, it is great. I love that raw sound, and especially when a girl is leading the vocals too. And also, they have great gang vocals. Oh, it's so good. So, Adam, thank you for reminding me of this band. So,
no problem.
Oh, yes. All right. Now that we've kind of woken up a little bit, Adam, I want you to pull out that sleeping bag.
All right. Got it.
All right. I want you to put it back in the closet.
Okay.
All right. It's good. Wet. Because you are going to just lay on the floor, and you know what? You are not going to care one bit.
All right. Funny note.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this afternoon, I was laying on the floor listening to this album.
All right. That was the Antlers. All right, fair warning. This is the first Antlers album that I've listened to. Now, I'm saying that because I was looking back at their history. They've had other albums, and a lot of other albums that have been kind of like reviewed very highly. It seems like this band kind of like starting kind of like an indie folk beginnings, and then they kind of got more and more spacey. I know that their album Burst Apart was well reviewed. That was back in 2011, and Hospice I specifically remember back in 2009, I remember seeing that album cover. It's like two hands, and it's kind of like a comic. But let's talk about this album. What is The Antlers? Well, and I was trying to kind of come up with it. I'm like, well, it's definitely make out indie.
It is.
Okay. It is. Okay. So on the bad, okay. On the funny side, it is very soulful and emotional. And it has like this crooning voice from this singer. And it is very like mid 2000s indie. It sounds like it could have come out with like Broken Social Scene, like all those bands, like the Postal Service, like all those bands that are coming out. But you know what? On the plus side of this, I mean, there's that. But on the plus side, trumpets. Trumpets, trumpets, trumpets. I love horns. And there are so many horns in this album. Like, this sold me. Like, that part alone sold me. I'm like, oh, I just had to get through this, and then I can just hear kind of like trumpets. That's awesome. All right. Another good thing, these guys love bands like Spiritualized and like Space Rock. They are pretty much like one of the more popular bands doing the very weird kind of genre known as space rock. Like, I don't even know what that is, but like they just kind of like elongate their songs. They were featured on a compilation called The Space Project, which is just kind of like cosmic sounding indie bands. So they have that going for them. They are definitely interesting. And this album is interesting as well too. You just have to resign yourself to the fact that this guy is going to be crooning. There may be a candle going on. You may be like curled up on a bearskin rug in front of a fireplace, and the lights may all be off and you may be making out. But you know what? If you can get past that, it's a really good album for specific times. Does it make me want to go back through the other Antlers albums? No, not really. But was it completely terrible to listen to? No, not at all. Would I listen to it in a car? I don't know. Maybe not if I'm driving. If I'm sleeping
Time I listened to this, I was painting on a ladder and I almost fell off the ladder.
If Adam Arryman was driving me, I would put this on and then just kind of like curl up and fall asleep. And then just made him do it. All right, Adam Arryman. This was kind of our third album. And we had like a lot of other things. And you're like, okay, well, let's listen to this. Like, so it is interesting enough to talk about. What did you think?
Well, I, like you, this is my first real experience with Antlers. I heard the name a bunch. And, you know, I'm sure I've come across some of their stuff before, but it never really like kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
So this was kind of me jumping into the pool on this one as well. I think there are some really strong songs on this album, but they're kind of few and far between, and they're kind of hard to pick out because everything sounds the fucking same. like it's a good sound, and there are times when it works really well, like Doppelganger. And, you know, there's like a handful of these songs that I think are really strong. But the fact that all the other songs sound like poor versions of them.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, like you said, I'm not going to be seeking out more Antlers stuff. But I didn't hate my time with it. You know, a part of it is that the drums really robbed this album of having any kind of dynamics because it's all just those little.
I mean, like, it's jazzy.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just fucking like some like dude with a beret on doing jazz beats.
Did this album like give you flashbacks of Boren and their Club of Gore? but yeah, like I think that if it wasn't for like certain aspects like the horns and kind of like the elongated atmosphere, I don't even think that this band would have anything going for them.
Yeah, it's like the songs don't need to be as long as they are. I mean, we discussed this earlier. My aversion to longer songs, but I can get over it if you write me a good song that's like you know, that kind of like lives and flows, but these just hang. Like the, there's no real separation in between verses and choruses, you know. Everything just kind of sounds the same the whole time. It's like, you know, if I were to like paint you a picture and I used all shades of one color, that's not to say that it's like a bad sound, because mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. And in the spots where they do it well, it works really well. But filling up a whole album with it, with your shortest song being like 3 seconds shy of 5 minutes, like, just doesn't work for me. You know, I mean, like, if you're not building me like bridges and ways to like access different parts of your song, or like, you know, building it really in any way, it's like, I mean, the coolest parts of this album sound like they showed up on a Sufjan Stevens record like 5 years ago. You know, it's like, it's not in the greatest ambassador of this kind of sound, but like I said, there's a couple tracks on here that really stand out. They're really good. So, you know, maybe if they had like served up something a little different in between those songs, but it's just that meandering jazz beat where it sounds like someone like just playing or just like smoking a cigarette, like, oh hey, cool, we're hanging. Yeah, I'll play this. Sure.
So the Space Project, I think it was a compilation back, like I think it came out this year, but it has bands like Beach House, J-Zoo, The Antlers, Youth Lagoon, The Holy Drug Couple, Spiritualized. So like, if you're into this sound and you're like, oh, I like it, but like I can't deal with like an entire album, there are other like bands that are doing kind of like this.
Oh, so, yeah, those bands you just mentioned on the comp are all better than this band. I mean, so, like, from my experience with this one album, I will say that. You know, I'm not like writing them off saying that I'm like familiar with their other stuff, but yeah, but again, I mean, those like, are perfect examples of like other things that have that sound that do it much better.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, as I said, like I'm trying to not be so down on this album, but I mean, like, if you're like, wow, this is really cool, I'm like, go listen to like Spaceman 3, go listen to Spiritualized, go listen to like Slow Dive, and like you'll get kind of like that, but in a more interesting, this is makeout space rock. So like, if you enjoy this because you're making out on a space station, all more power to you. So
that's pretty slim pickings.
Oh man.
Like four other crew members.
Yeah, I mean, oh man. All right, so Adam Merriman, we've had a wonderful time. I think that it's between Paul Bear and Terrier. That was one of like my favorites. You know what? I'm even gonna say it's Terrier. I think that they're, because I'm finally just remembering them. So that is my pick for the week.
Yeah, it's a solid build off of their previous effort. You know, it displays a good amount of growth with really awesome songwriting. So I would have to go with Terrier as well.
Yes.
But Paul Bearer is really, really great. And I think the way that Paul Bearer kind of grew from the last album is maybe in their spacier parts, they're less bleak sounding and a little more lush, a little more on the side of like Pink Floyd for this one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We are going to be back with guests, and we are going to have some awesome albums, some new stuff. Maybe for episode 100 we'll do something awesome and special, but you know what, it is all because of you guys. So Adam Merriman, we have about 15 more minutes until we get there. I'm going to take a nap in this car seat, and I'm going to be putting on some slow minimal jazz for you. Please don't crash.
All right, as long as we're driving early enough in the day.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned, because we got some other cool episodes coming up, so special guests.
Yeah,
I can feel the force of our next guest from far away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Aaron, man. I'm gonna grab my shopping cart full of body parts, and I'm just going to push it across that desert. Just gonna get back to work.
Oh man! And this is Captain Carbon carrying my very, very heavy foundation of burden. Also, my sack.
It's really just my sack.
Yeah, it is. That's what
it's
I call
unhealthy.
It.
Daytime just brings desolation. Nighttime gives up to revelation. And when the world is running over, with men attempting to be free, and I will come and light the way for them, and they will surely come to see. And they'll fly. There will only be today.